I got them, too. I'm going to reel them in. I see a new report says that the future of bars and restaurants could include AI bartenders that are able to recognize regulars. And if you go up to the bar and say the usual, or I'd like my favorite table, the AI bartender will be able to take you to that table and make that drink. That's just so bizarre. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing fine. I'm not happy to hear that. But, you know, here's the challenge we're having in the entire travel industry. And it's starting to get better, but it's not there yet. That people have still not fully returned to work. And that's forcing our business people to look for new innovative ways to get things done and to serve customers. And I've been saying it for almost 2 years. That people had better get back to work, even though they were able to save up a lot of money during the COVID period, and, you know, get all those services. We need to get people back to work. The money is there. The pay is there. The employers are doing all they can to make the work environment as suitable as possible for everyone. But if we don't get people back to work, we're going to find the need to find more automated ways to get things done. And this is a, I guess, great example, bad example, however you look at it.
Yeah.
Because this is going to force us to find other ways. And before you know it, people are going to be desperately in need of jobs and they're not going to be there. So please, man, if you've been kind of holding back, head back to work. We need you. We want you. And frankly, I don't want to get anything from a robot. I just don't. And I won't. It's just not what I want to do.
No,
I won't even buy things online. You know, I'm such a big believer in supporting downtown, because if you don't buy downtown, say bye-bye downtown.
Yeah.
If we don't support our local retailers, I am literally almost a Cadillac. I'm going to stop at a retailer by the name of Ebels, E-B-E-L-L-S, and apparently I'm hearing that they do a great job with travelers, serving everybody's needs. They're a retailer and they serve a whole bunch of things in a way, kind of like a localized Meijer in a certain way, I'm hearing, with a great butcher shop and, you know, great other things. So stopping by, seeing what they're doing, and then I'm stopping at every McDonald's along the way because we have the pure Michigan mix out there, checking in to make sure, you know, signage is up and all the staff knows what we're doing. And you can pick up those $2 pure Michigan mixes out there. It's a Fanta blue raspberry along with a Sprite limonade mix. And it's a frozen beverage. And then, of course, when you get that cup, scan the QR code so that you can win prizes. Madonna was on there, but she's had to postpone her concert because of health issues. So a lot of other things you can win. Concerts, passes to Michigan Adventure. It's awesome. So do that as well.
Awesome. It's just so nice to be talking to you again. I look forward to seeing you out and about during Grand Haven's Coast Guard Festival. I'll be off next week.
Oh.
And Jesse Bruce will be filling in, but I take the week off before Coast Guard because Coast Guard does not exhaust me. It doesn't stress me out. It energizes me. There's a story.
It should.
There's a story on every corner during Coast Guard Festival, you know? It's amazing.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Well, and you know, it's our way to celebrate the community and what makes the Grand Haven region so very different from the rest of the country, the rest of the world. The opportunity for us to celebrate this connection with the oldest seagoing branch of the military, the U.S. Coast Guard. I realize they're proud of Homeland Security now, but still is the case. And you know, we should be proud of this relationship. There were so many reasons. And if you're listening, you're not familiar with the stories, learn about them during the Coast Guard Festival. Learn about the Escanaba and how we lost 100 local men and how two survivors, you know, helped to bring us together with the Coast Guard during World War II, and how you can still honor those lost on escort duty to the UK at Escanaba Park. There are so many reasons for us to be so proud of this connection with the Coast Guard and to celebrate it this week. So you bet, not this week, but that week. So enjoy it. Have a great time. Go to the National Memorial Service and never forget we have a real connection with the Coast Guard. We're proud of it. We're proud of all the work they do.
That is a fact, my friend. If people are looking for things to do this weekend, they can go to Michigan.org, and I see that the Ann Arbor Art Fair kicks off today, so there you go.
Oh, great. Big stuff. And, you know, I may have told you, I think I told you that Fight Time was last week. I don't know where I was. So Fight Time in Muskegon.
Oh, yeah.
Rebel Road, two events in one. Two events in one. So check it out downtown Muskegon.